Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Celebrating the best in business in Greater Decatur. Join with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and Hickory Point Bank to honor the finalists and winners of the annual Chamber Awards. The luncheon is September 13th at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Help us congratulate the businesses, business people, and community groups who make Decatur and Macon County a great place to work, play, and live. Visit DecaturChamber.com or call 422-2200 for tickets. Prices go up after September 7th, so order now.
The job interview is about to start. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This is someone who is born for this position. This is somebody who's going to be confirmed.
Republican Senator Mike Lee is on the Judiciary Committee, which will question the Supreme Court nominee the next several days.
We've got far more paperwork than has ever been produced in connection with any Supreme Court nominee ever in our history.
But Democrats keep demanding documents from when Kavanaugh was Bush administration staff secretary. Fox's John Decker is live at the Senate.
In excerpts released by the White House, Judge Kavanaugh in his opening statement is expected to tell members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that a good judge must be an umpire, a neutral and impartial arbiter who favors no litigant or policy. He goes on to say that he's not a pro-plaintiff or pro-defendant judge, nor a pro-prosecution or pro-defense judge. Kavanaugh is expected to tell the senators that he's a pro-law judge. Over the course of the next 3 days of hearings, Democrats are expected to grill Kavanaugh on his views on abortion, gun rights, and executive power. Dave?
John, Tropical Storm Gordon keeps moving closer to the Gulf Coast. It could hit as a hurricane tonight near where this man's getting ready in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Really, the high tide and the storm surge is what we're worried about.
And storm surge warnings from Shell Beach, Louisiana to Dauphin Island, Florida. Sharky Marquez with the Volunteer Louisiana Cajun Navy helping people prepare.
Safety supplies. We've got food, water, drinks, boats ready to go out in that case of an emergency.
An arrest in Cairo, Egypt. A man carrying a bomb taken into custody just outside the fortified U.S. Embassy, which has advised American citizens there to avoid the area. A famous pair of shoes stolen 13 years ago found. They're ruby red slippers, among the four pairs Judy Garland wore in the Wizard of Oz movie. Recovered by federal authorities, they were taken from the Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota in 2005. Fox News, fair and balanced.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, during the Dell annual sale, we're offering up to 40% off select PCs with Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers when using Dell Business Credit. Go to dell.com/dbcpromos for details.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. The Decatur City Council will consider actions to help pave the way for a proposed downtown campus for healthcare and social services during its next regular meeting, which is tonight, following the city's observance of Labor Day yesterday. Last month, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation announced a $30 million commitment to develop the 17-acre community care campus to assist people with drug addiction in the recovery process. The campus would be housed on land currently owned by the city in the Wabash Crossing area, with the council to consider selling the property of Two Crossing Healthcare for $650. City is also proposing to vacate certain public rights-of-way, streets, and alleyways in the project area. The city council meets tonight at 5:30 in the city council chambers on the third floor of the Decatur Civic Center. In sports, Bryce Harper was ill for the past week. Didn't stop him from hitting a tying two-run home run in the ninth inning yesterday and delivering a sac fly in the tenth to send the Nationals to a 4-3 win over the Cardinals. Cardinals dropped three in a row for the first time since July. Meanwhile, it was the Milwaukee Brewers opening a three-game series with the Cubs with a 4-3 win. White Sox over the Tigers 4-2. Carter Baseball again for you tonight as they take on the Nationals once again. We'll have that for you at 5:55. Your next news is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 91. Then tonight, clear, lows around 71 for your Wednesday. 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny and highs near 90. And Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy and highs near 80 degrees. It's 75 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, September 4th edition of Buyers in Company. We'll check in with Sue Powell from the Decatur Area Arts Council, Colin Kaepernick, one of the new faces of Nike and what that means. And we have tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Buyers in Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I don't know about you, but I'm a little burned out on the whole protest thing across the board.
Who isn't at this point?
You got people mad about this Neil Armstrong movie with Ryan Gosling, even though the family's okay with it. You know, if you got a movie about a guy and the family's okay with it, I'm okay with it. And literally, because they didn't show him planting the flag on the moon, that somehow everybody's like Marco Rubio to Buzz Aldrin to whatever.
It was supposed to be like a reflection of how he saw the
I didn't see the movie, so I don't know. I'm just tired of the protest. And then now, Colin Kaepernick, even though he's been a Nike person for a long time, they've got a new deal where they're doing this 30th anniversary of Just Do It. Can you believe that is 30 years old?
Good grief.
And because he is the choice of Nike, now all of a sudden people are burning their shoes. And according to one report, they've lost $4 billion in market share over the last 48 hours. What is this? I mean, I guess it's our inherent right as Americans that with this whole freedom of speech thing comes this freedom to protest. But are you just not really tired of all of it?
Yeah.
Do you care? Literally, like, who is the... I don't understand why we attach such importance. I mean, I get that it's marketing. I understand that. And Nike has always been, or at least, I don't know, at times, they sort of seem to want to be this gigantic corporation that hires 14-year-olds in Taiwan to make their products, but then be seen as this progressive kind of movement mm-hmm. sort of company. I mean, that's right,
that's,
isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, Apple, Nike, I mean, everybody who buys into this, you're all hypocrites. Because they don't really run their companies this way. This is just a nice, convenient way of saying, hey, we're renegades. Yeah, we're progressive. We're woke. When they're really, I mean, if I wanted to start a list of things, I mean, okay, over here's the good, over here's the bad about wearing a pair of Nikes or buying a Nike product, I think Colin Kaepernick would be way down the list on either side, good or bad. I mainly wear Nike products because I like the product, which is really mainly why I wear everything I wear, because I don't feel any societal norms pressuring me to do one thing or another. I'm sort of immune to that. Now, I'm not saying kids don't have peer pressure about sneakers or all of that, and I don't think that you can overestimate, still to this day, the looming shadow of Michael Jordan, you know, and what it meant to build that company. I know everybody will talk about LeBron James and this deal or that deal, but I'm telling you, there's no one that has meant more to sneakers than Michael Jordan. The fact that years and years and years after his retirement, kids today still identify with that brand, I mean, that is a spokesman. I don't know what needle they expect Colin Kaepernick to move, but I can't imagine there's going to be a bunch of people that run out and buy Nikes because of that. Nor do I think you should be burning your Nikes in your front yard.
No, just don't buy. If that's not what, you know.
But why would you not buy?
I don't understand that personally either. Nike's in it to make money. Now, if they want to use political statements or they want to use hot button things, however they want to get it done, if they think this works, it's advertising for them. They really don't have any.
No.
No. So if you like the product, buy
it. They totally went after Lance Armstrong before that whole thing blew up. They totally went after Tiger Woods. I remember when Tiger Woods was first announced as a tour pro. And the Nike commercial went to racism in golf. I mean, that was the sort of that was their message. And a lot of people were turned off by it. Some didn't care. And it didn't change my opinion of Tiger Woods at all. Because you're right. This is all one big, gigantic corporate branding thing.
Do I think that they would rather sacrifice sales to make a... No.
Not at the end of the day.
No. If they find this campaign doesn't work, you think they're not going to change their minds?
Mm-hmm.
Chow, please.
But do you think that Nike or In-N-Out Burger or Papa John's or ESPN, we can go to all sides of this whole sort of boycott argument, right? So the same people that thought it was ridiculous that Democrats in California called on people to boycott In-N-Out Burger because they had the ultimate sin of giving checks to Republicans as well as Democrats. To the people at Dick's who thought it was a great idea to quit selling guns, you know, bowing to pressure and then watch their sales fall dramatically. To ESPN, I mean, what gets me is that people who are outraged on one side then turn around and do it on the other side. I mean, you're either tired of all this or you're not tired of all of this. It can't just be which way your ox is being gored. I mean, you can't like, oh, those people trying to boycott In-N-Out Burger, don't they have a right to? Yeah, they do, and so does Nike. Stop with the mock outrage already. It's not like they took a little kid out and shot him in the face. They put Kyle Kaepernick in a digital ad. What am I going to do? I got way too much invested in Nikes.
Way too much.
I'd have to have a bonfire.
No, you can just give them to me to sell.
No, stop. But can you explain this nature today to constantly go to a protest or a boycott over every single decision? That doesn't mean every decision's smart, doesn't mean every decision's right, doesn't mean every... But man, will you choose which hill you're going to die on already? And it can't be every hill. Oh my God, some things can never be unseen.
What is... Oh. Oh my.
Yes. Windows to the world.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Never mind.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that I've had enough of everyone's outrage. Can we just have a couple of days where we don't have to use a funeral? We don't have to use a sports brand. We don't have to use whatever. I mean, can we just call it like even for just a little while, a minute, just a minute? without protesting or boycotting whatever it is you're protesting and or boycotting? Can we boycott the boycotts and protest the protests?
Yes.
Just a minute. All I'm asking for is a minute.
I think that's a great idea.
On every side. And the right's got to get, the right get, they're, oh, so the protest, I can't stand. And then they turn around and do the exact same thing. How many athletes do you think Nike has signed, like, around the world? How many athletes? Hundreds? Thousands, maybe? You're talking about rugby and soccer,
yeah,
and all the other stuff. I mean, how many athletes do you think are on the Nike payroll? It's literally got to be hundreds, right?
If not thousands, if you think about it. Popularity,
it's probably
soccer.
Hundreds. I mean, hundreds is a lot. And I get why people are annoyed by Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is annoying. I mean, I like the fact that the ad is a big picture of Colin Kaepernick's face, and it says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything, hashtag just do it. Well, you're not sacrificing everything because you're getting paid to be in this ad. Sacrificing everything is you standing on the street corner going, I don't have anything left because I sacrificed everything. And maybe he does believe that. Okay, good for him. May not be what you believe, but I've had enough with the protest. I am protesting the protest and boycotting the boycotts. Now, my movement doesn't come with a cute pink hat. There are no signs allowed because we just don't believe in that. There's no phrase or hashtag. And there's absolutely no pressure to add the same number of nude paintings for men and women in this art gallery in London because you feel the pressure of the Me Too movement. We are just jettisoning all of that. Then I want you to do that. Just roll down your window right now. Take out a deep breath and just feel the relief of just taking all of that off your shoulders. Why, Bob, you look mightily refreshed today. Thank you, Joe. I've decided to boycott the boycott and protest the protest. What a weight lifted from my shoulders.
So what do you do? Go to the protest with a sign? Worst party ever?
No, there are no signs allowed. You don't have signs. All you have is this superhuman power of ignore and elevate above and decide if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. Well, it's really important. Not if it doesn't matter to me. So I'm wearing a pair of Nikes today. These are my new favorite shoes in all of the world. And I'm happy to wear them. I wore them before I knew Colin Kaepernick was stepping up as one of the faces of their 30th anniversary of Just Do It. I'm going to wear them after the fact of knowing that Colin Kaepernick is one of the faces of their 30th anniversary of Just Do It. And I didn't buy them because of him, and I'm not burning them because of him. And I got to tell you, if you're going to live your entire life making buying purchases decisions based on people's human character, you might as well give up now because no one's ever going to pass your test. No one in the history of anyone is ever going to pass your test if you know enough about them. So really, at the end of the day, you might as well boycott yourself. Because the rest of this is just human nature and opinions and differences of opinions. And man, it used to be your mom would sit you down and go, you know, we can agree just to disagree. That's a good stance to take on things. Two wrongs don't make a right. Those lifelong lessons, you remember that? Before they started standing in a corner counting? What happened to those? You know where I bet they're still alive? The Amish. There's a downside to that, too. But I'll bet you those old school lessons are still taught to kids right before they do that whole wilding thing.
They're not allowed to protest.
Good. See, I think I'm more and more Amish.
They have to be completely pacifist. Yes, they cannot. They're not allowed to.
I can't be completely pacifist. Although you just look at the Amish, don't you just look at some of those guys and go, I bet you if they had to, they could whoop some Because you know what you don't see when you go to Amish land? There's a lot of fat Amish people.
No.
Even though you see it everywhere else in life, you don't see a bunch of fat Amish people. You know why? They work hard. They don't have time to protest. They're building something, chopping down something, creating something, right? And then you can imagine if you just, oh, maybe we should be Amish.
No.
It seems, well, hang on a second. There's all kinds of strains. We could create our own, right? We learned that there's all kinds of under the umbrella of Amish. Yes. We could create our own Brian and Lindsay Amish. Like stiletto heels, yes. But just unplug. Can you imagine how many of life's problems, the stuff that we consume ourselves with each and every day, day in and day out, just nonstop, 24/7, they don't even know about?
Actually, they already exist, Brian.
No, but I'm saying they don't even know about. They don't even know. All this stuff. I think they go, what's Nike?
Oh, they know.
Okay, but they might know it. But you think that they care that Colin Kaepernick's on something they'll never see?
Who? Yeah, that's...
Or they care about Justice Kavanaugh or the hypocrisy. I mean, I don't even... This stuff, I will not watch a minute of. I'm telling you right now.
No. In fact, I kind of struggled through the top of the hour hearing about, you know, because I know the circus starts today. Rather not know. Rather not know.
By the way, the one thing you need to know about that is the Ginsburg Standard. By the way, do you realize there's a fascinating documentary about her on Netflix and her life? Do you realize that she was confirmed in 1993? That seemed like a lot longer ago than you think.
Lord.
This was her opening statement in 1993. And I want any Democrat who's doing this with Kavanaugh today to read this and then tell me you're applying the same principles. She said, a judge sworn to decide impartially can offer no forecast, no hints, for that would show not only disregard for the specifics of the particular case, it would display disdain for the entire judicial process. Opening statements from Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg in 1993. And now everybody's going to get up and act like that never happened or those words weren't uttered, and because that's what we do, right? And if it's the other side, they do the exact same thing. Think about the upside of being Amish. I just want to be quasi-Amish. I don't want any of, like, I don't want the beard, the hat, the weird bad clothes, fashion. I don't want any of that.
I like zippers.
Yeah. I'm not a hook and eye guy.
No.
But think about all of the drama in our day-to-day lives that just doesn't even exist in their world. Think about it. I mean, seriously, what consumes, like, 21 of the 24-hour news cycle in our life doesn't even exist in their world. And you know what they probably say? Pritzker around, and they go, oh, it's been the same. 50. And they're right. Who was the big LSD guy back in the 60s, the philosopher?
Timothy Leary?
Timothy Leary, yes.
What was his phrase?
Drop in, drop out.
No, it was something like, was it tune in, drop out?
Tune in, tune out.
Oh, hang on a second. Really?
Timothy Leary wasn't necessarily my thing.
I'm not saying he would have been. The Amish, he would have been. Still wouldn't have known. Turn on, tune in, drop out. Counterculture phrase.
15 mind-opening LSD quotes. Interesting.
There you go. Turn on, tune in, drop out. Now you take out the old turn on and LSD and all that, and you have sort of the Amish life. Dropout being the important part of that phrase. Should we start a movement? People wouldn't be able to listen to us.
No, they wouldn't.
They could have one of those like hand crank sort of manual radios.
The Amish can use batteries.
Okay, well, there you have it. Do they listen to radio?
Yeah, they can.
I thought, really?
I mean, generally, they don't listen to more secular music, of course, but...
Now, if you're starting a movement, isn't that kind of, like, counterproductive to the being done with protest and stuff like that?
You mean starting a movement meaning that it's in and of itself a movement?
Right.
Not if the movement's based on not being a movement.
Ah, okay, got it.
I mean, I think...
My head hurts now.
Yeah, I know, it was...
tune in, drop out. We're Amish inspired by Timothy Leary.
I don't want to be inspired.
We've got to take a quick break because we do have to pay the bills. That much is true. I can't help. It's capitalism. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies.
I'm starting to see visions in here, by the way.
I know,
maybe
right?
Maybe that's the turn-on, tune-in, drop-out.
Sunny skies. Highs near 91 tonight. Clear lows around 71 for your Wednesday. 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny and highs near 90. And Thursday, 50% chance of showers, thunderstorms, cloudy, and highs near 80 degrees. It's 76 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, the more you dig into that, there's a real upside on the Amish. They only go to church every other Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. What do they do on the other Sunday?
I don't know. Raise a barn? I would kind of be, though, the kind of Amish. I'd be more the John Book Amish guy, you know. Couldn't sit still while you're pushing the ice cream cone into the ballet dancer's face. That kind of Amish.
That was quite the...
What? You didn't see Witness?
I did see
okay.
Witness.
That's a good movie.
What is Stupeg? I love that word.
By the way, the Amish come from Swiss. And evidently there was, I mean, you know, when the Swiss are divided.
Exactly.
Pennsylvania Dutch. How did we end up? I know that they're in Illinois and Indiana. And
Ohio.
There are different even dialects.
Oh, very much.
You know, between, and then of course you get into the whole Mennonite thing. We were down in Amish country, by the way, if you wonder how all this started. And I was just watching all of the buggies go by. And then there's this new thing with the bikes. They're all wearing vests. Is that like an Amish law or something?
That one was...
Every Amish person on a bicycle in Arthur, and there were a lot, were wearing the, like, orange and yellow, like, safety vest. You know, like the construction site kind of thing or whatever? Mm-hmm. I'd never seen that before.
I don't know.
But it wasn't just one. I mean, it was like maybe 30 bicyclists we saw on our trip down to Arthur. Part of our Hot 25, by the way. And we decided to go to One Horse Country in a 707 horsepower Jeep. And no, I'm not exaggerating. And yes, I did use Sweet Christmas in the video. That's a whole Luke Cage reference, which you wouldn't know.
The Amish don't.
No, they have no idea. They don't even know what Netflix is. Let alone
I couldn't
Heroes
do that.
For Hire,
right
Power
there.
Man, Luke
Forget
Cage.
It.
Okay.
Booze and Netflix.
But we could do our own sect. I mean, that we could start our own cult.
This is sounding less and less appealing.
I know it is, isn't it? Because the more you want to separate, the more you just become part of the problem.
Right.
Are you not just sick of the boycotting and the protesting?
Yes.
Okay.
Tired of it all.
And you are like a right-wing nut.
I don't know about that. I hate them all.
Lindsay, how would you describe Jeff's politics?
I wouldn't call him a right-wing nut, but I would say he's definitely right-wing, not just conservative.
Okay. Right wing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Right.
Right.
Definitely right.
Far right.
Not
alt-right.
Not
far
alt-right.
Right.
Far right.
See, we put too many labels. I can't even tell you anymore. Tired of it. Tired of it. Keeping my Nikes. Not burning anything. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this. Here is Jeff Daly. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Well, following Monday's Labor Day parade in downtown Decatur, laborers, friends, family members, and supporters gathered in Fairview Park for the annual Labor Day picnic hosted by the Decatur Trades and Labor Assembly. Hundreds turned out to enjoy barbecue and cold beverages along with entertainment from the power tumblers, bounce houses, and face painting. The event's coordinator and officer with the Decatur Trades and Labor Assembly, Amy Roof, said the holiday is the important thing to remember because of what the labor movement has brought to the working men and women of the country.
It's
it's labor unions that brought us the 8-hour workday and that did away with child labor and then actually brought about the concept of the weekend. So I think that's something that everybody can appreciate. And it isn't just for union members. It's for all working people.
Roof said in the years past, the individual unions held their own picnics but began gathering as one large event in 2005. It now has a permanent home at Fairview Park and has for 6 years. More news after Fox.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The 3 or 4 day confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is just getting started on Capitol Hill.
An excerpt released ahead of his opening remarks. Judge Kavanaugh will say if confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, he'll be part of a team of 9 committed to deciding cases according to the Constitution and the laws of the United States. Democrats have been blasting a 2009 law review article in which Kavanaugh wrote criminal investigation should be deferred while U.S. president is in office.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the head of gymnastics governing body in the U.S., is forced out.
Carrie Perry has been CEO of USA Gymnastics for 9 months, but is resigning under accusations she hasn't done enough to help the organization recover from the Larry Nassar scandal. It follows the hiring of a coach who had supported Nassar after he'd been indicted for sexually abusing dozens of young women and girls while calling it medical treatment.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time, 8:31. An Illinois State Police trooper who was killed in a traffic accident in 2017 will be honored with having a stretch of I-74 named for him. 37-year-old trooper Ryan Albin of Bellflower died June 28th of 17 at Carl Hospital as a result of injuries he sustained after he rear-ended a van that had slowed in front of him in a construction zone on I-74 near Farmer City. Governor Rauner, the Illinois State Police, other elected officials, friends, colleagues, and family members will all pay tribute to Albin. That's coming up this afternoon. They'll be officially dedicating I-74 from mile marker 155 to mile marker 160 near Farmer City as the Trooper Ryan Albin Memorial Highway. It's happening at Trinity Community Fellowship Church on West Clinton Avenue at Farmer City at 1:30 today. In sports, it was the Washington Nationals over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3. Cardinals have now dropped 3 in a row for the first time since July. It was the Milwaukee Brewers over the Cubs 4-3. White Sox down the Tigers 4-2. Game 2 between the Cardinals and the Nats coming up tonight. It's on the air at 5:55 right after Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Your next news is up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Celebrating the best in business in Greater Decatur. Join with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and Hickory Point Bank to honor the finalists and winners of the annual Chamber Awards. The luncheon is September 13th at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Help us congratulate the businesses, business people, and community groups who make Decatur and Macon County a great place to work, play, and live. Visit DecaturChamber.com or call 422-2200 for tickets. Prices go up after September 7th, so order now.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Group. Here is Lindsay Romano. Did you say it was like 76 outside?
Yeah.
84 in here.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, sunny skies today and highs near 91 degrees. Then for tonight, clear lows around 71. For your Wednesday, 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny and highs near 90. And Thursday, 50% chance of showers, thunderstorms, cloudy and highs near 80. It is currently 80 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Hope you had a great Labor Day. Watch for the video a little later today. We ended the Labor Day weekend with the Labor Day Pops concert. It was packed.
Oh my gosh, and they're so fantastic. I mean, the talent is unreal.
Mm-hmm. Big, diverse group of ages out there,
gosh,
as well, as far as
tons
people.
Tons of Milliken kids having picnics. I mean, it was packed. I've never seen that parking lot like that ever.
I remember back in the day for the golf tournament, you know, when they would, you know, fill up like on a Friday or Saturday and there'd be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars out there. I do remember that. But yeah, you're right. Big, big concert there at Hickory Point Golf Club. A video will be up a little later today. You also have the annual cutting of the cheese.
Yes.
Which is their like opening ceremony. Don't you love that?
I know.
And not even like one of those kind of joke guys. Those jokes are like really like, to me, like, ugh.
But you know.
What?
I don't know. They seem to have a lot of fun with that.
They do. Yeah. And we watch the cheese curling. Like actual curling. Mm-hmm. Got a broom. You got like a bullseye.
And a wheel of cheese.
And a wheel of cheese. Four players at a time. They had like 10 four-person teams. They had literally a roll-off.
Yes, they did.
First time in 19 years of its history where they had two people with the exact same score that had to go one more time.
Favorite vendor, Sweet Tea and Jesus.
That was an actual... Yeah.
That was an actual vendor.
That was an actual vendor.
Sweet Tea and Jesus.
Which is pretty amazing when you think about it.
It was packed, too. It's popular.
So you go down to, like, what would you call... I mean, I don't know if there's a certain political spectrum in small-town America, but there was, like, one vendor. Like, if you were to put that vendor anywhere else, people would be, like, heavily offended. Yes, no, maybe?
Very much. Like, you never see that at a celebration or...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so, no. No.
I think that you might see a little bit of that at different places. Like, let's just say the least offensive thing that was at this vendor's tent was gun control is hitting what you're aiming at, or whatever that phrase is. A lot of rebel flags, a lot of Trump 2020, a lot of knives.
Great.
Huh?
Keep America great.
You can kiss my rebel. That kind of thing.
Gotcha.
I mean, and you sort of think, like, that's not around as much as it used to be.
It really isn't. It isn't that.
And I'm, by the way, in my continuing of not being, like, anything, I'm boycotting the boycott, protesting the protest. Totally up to that guy to sell whatever he wants to sell. You know what I mean? So, as I'm watching the Arthur Cheese Festival video, I say to myself, well, what is this about if I'm to sum this up for people who have never been? Well, one, it's about cheese. Two, it is a one-horse town, and we took a 707-horsepower car to it. I think we would have won the car show, by the way. Really interesting car show moment.
Oh, my gosh, really. Interesting? Is that the word?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm not offended by people who love their country the way you are.
It's not that. It was just awkward.
We were over in the car show section, mm-hmm. and we'd wandered over there just to see, hey, there's a Dodge Viper. Get some B-roll for the for the video.
There's a Challenger.
And all of a sudden, Lee Greenwood starts to play.
Like, we're walking through, and everybody's like,
So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, car show, speakers, tent, little tent, pop-up tent, speaker, and Lee Greenwood starts to play, and the entire car show stops. They take off their hats. They put their hand over their heart. There's no flag. It's not the national anthem.
It's Lee Greenwood.
It's Lee Greenwood. But the moral pressure to stop and not move, because it was like everybody there.
Really?
We just had wandered into the closing ceremonies of the car show. We didn't realize we were in the closing ceremony of the car show. Didn't realize even car shows had a closing ceremony, to be honest with you.
Didn't either.
You just apparently, there's a rule.
Apparently, there is a hats-off, hand-on-heart, Lee Greenwood-Arthur rule.
And they all knew it. We did not.
No. And I'm already wearing a Nike shirt that says Chicago. I got Chicago and Nike. So, you know, I'm getting the strange eye.
So, kind of just...
So, I didn't want to be disrespectful at all. At all. But it was weird because it was just sort of like.
That is weird. I've never heard of that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I mean, I've. It was like, how did they all know? Why did we?
Well,
not
because
know?
There wasn't like an announcement or we're beginning the closing ceremonies. It was just.
I heard it start, and I remember going, Brian, we need to get out of here. I didn't realize that's what was going to happen.
Like, we're like commie pinkos. I mean, this is the way Lindsay was acting down there.
I'm like, we got to go. He's like, why? I'm like, Lee Greenwood's starting. We need to go.
What is the anti-Lee Greenwood reaction?
Okay, I have had an experience with this once before.
Okay.
Long, long time ago, I used to play softball for a local league. I think it was called Northwest. And they would have tournaments. And at the beginning of the tournament, it'd always be this guy. And he wore those coach's shorts, you know, which one I'm talking about, the whole thing. He'd come out and bring a big boom box.
Yes.
And before the game or for the tournament, he'd play Lee Greenwood and would do the same thing. And everybody would be like, he does know this isn't the national anthem, right?
Right.
And it was really awkward for everyone. And ever since, that song, for some reason, makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay. So evidently there is a Lee Greenwood sort of
following.
Or like some sort of subtitle chapter, some sort of rule.
Where it deserves the reverence.
Of the national anthem.
Yes.
Now the question is, anybody ever kneel during a Lee Greenwood song?
Bring it a full circle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was very well done.
I am protesting the protest. I am boycotting the boycott.
I'm having t-shirts made, by the way.
It was odd. But there's nothing odd to me, though, with people showing their love. I don't find it anymore. I'm okay if you take your hat off and put your hand on your heart during Lee Greenwood. I'm okay if you kneel on the side.
I'm okay if you
some might
passionately
think you just be
words.
Wishy-washy or sing out loud, as some people were doing. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
We good. We all good.
It was
all right, I've got to go get some air. Can I take a break? It's hotter now than it was when we started.
Well,
I think that was possible.
Now it's 81 outside, so it's going to get
warmer. It's not. Okay, how is it getting warmer? It's less warm outside than it is inside.
Yes.
How is the outside making it warmer?
Because it's heating up everything. It's heating up the building.
No, but I'm saying it's not as hot outside as it is inside.
But as it gets warmer outside, it's going to keep affecting in here, getting worse.
Yeah, I'm
any word?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Well, whenever they said going to be working on it first thing,
define first thing.
Look at those cheese curlers. Man, those guys were good.
There were some really good ones. I'm like, do you practice at home?
There's the championship team right there.
And you
there.
Know what? I kind of wanted to because he got a big wheel of Swiss, and I kind of wanted the Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it wasn't really. It was kind of square-shaped by the time you were done.
Yeah, I know. I'd take it. I just picked the asphalt out. It's fine.
The Hot 25 Arthur Cheese Festival. Videos up at Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook page. Fido Scurry this week. Charlie's going to be the grand marshal of the parade. Who's Charlie, you ask? How dare you? Are you not following Bob Bray? Charlie's the official dog. And Charlie has announced we're extending summer. Because 25 is not enough. 10 more events, 8 more weeks. Bob Brady Auto Mall, Newhoff Media, Limitless Decatur, and Macon County, bringing you the Charlie 10, 2 months, 10 must-do events, starting with the Fido Scurry this week. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in there.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day, but fortunately there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY food drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
celebrating the best in business in Greater Decatur. Join with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and Hickory Point Bank to honor the finalists and winners of the annual Chamber Awards. The luncheon is September 13th at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Help us congratulate the businesses, business people, and community groups who make Decatur and Macon County a great place to work, play, and live. Visit DecaturChamber.com or call 422-2200 for tickets. Prices go up after September 7th, so order now.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
I am Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to JimRootForSheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
Yeah.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. Back in the saddle on this Tuesday morning, which feels like a Monday, which is really weird because I've had like three of these four-day weeks in a row, which is an odd feeling. I can't catch up to my calendar. Sue Powell, how are you?
I'm good. Catching up to my calendar.
You know, it's just, by the way, I thought of you last week. We had our company retreat in Chicago, and it was a big mystery about what we were doing up there. This is our management team from all of our different markets, and we went through training at Second City.
Oh, how cool is that?
It was fun. I thought of you, though, as I saw you on the calendar to come in this week. I thought that's something Sue would have been very good at.
Oh, I would have enjoyed that improv.
Yeah, I didn't realize they do this stuff with companies. They do a lot of it. So you go up and spend the whole day at Second City, which is, by the way, expanded beyond belief since the last time I was there. You know, remember the theaters that were all next door to the movie? They bought all, I mean, that whole block is now their stuff. But it was pretty cool to walk those halls and see all those photos of all those famous people that have been there. It would have been fun. But I digress. We got lots of future things to talk about, including a couple of events that are coming up that are as big as big gets for the Decatur Area Arts Council. And I don't know which one you want to talk about first. I guess let's take them in order of, the calendar order. Okay. The Decatur Craft Beer Festival, you guys have hooked up with MRI. As I understand this from the history of this, it used to be sort of two separate events. Used to sort of combine resources, make it one big event.
Right.
And it's a joint fundraiser for both.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We started out with the Brewfest. It was kind of our it had a German theme. And then MRI started the Craft Beer Festival. And the second year, we joined together. And we've done it. This will be our second time that we've done it together. And so we put the tent out in front of the Madden Arts Center on North Water Street. And the tent is lined with tables and craft beer vendors. So many different kinds of beers for you to try. And with your ticket, you actually get your little glass and eight tastes.
Yeah. So now there's a VIP event Friday night, right?
There is, yeah. It's a limited number of people because it takes place up on our third floor at the Madden Arts Center with really rare, hard-to-find kind of beers and ciders available that are not available at the festival.
Right, so your $100 per person ticket for Friday, if you get that, that's good for admission on the Saturday event as well. But you get a VIP, you got hors d'oeuvres, food, you got some special auction items, you got extra tasting tickets, a souvenir glass, a lot of cool stuff that goes along with it.
That's
but
correct.
If you don't do that Friday, $30 per person on Saturday, and that starts at 1 o'clock.
That's right, 1 to 7 o'clock, and there'll be live music and access to on-site food trucks and more. And also have a $10 designated driver option for non-beer drinking.
That's a good
guests.
Idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. So the band that will be there is Peoria Band, Harvest Sons, and I think it's just going to be a great day. I think weather's hopefully going to...
Oh, it's cooling down a little. Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. So you got to dcbfest.com. You can call 423-3189 to get your tickets, either for Friday's VIP event, which tickets are limited, and then Saturday for the general public, 1 to 7 at 100 North Water, right outside of the Decatur Area Arts Council. Building Meaningful Lives with MRI and the Decatur Area Arts Council presenting the Decatur Craft Beer Festival. Now, one of my favorite events of the entire year and part of our new extended summer, Charlie the dog has said he's not ready to end summer. Charlie's Bob's dog, right? Have you seen Charlie?
I have.
Yeah, Charlie's going to be the grand marshal of the parade out at the Fido Scurry on Saturday morning, which you can come check out before you go downtown to the MRI. But he has literally declared 10 more events over 2 months, and one of those is Arts in Central Park, which is literally how many years now? Do we know?
Over 50.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, the shelf life on some of these events.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing. But it shows that our community really enjoys the arts. And this is really a family kind of event because not only are there 70-plus artists showing their artwork and selling their artwork in Central Park, but also there are things for the kids to do.
Yeah, the art shop is open from at 11 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. This is coming up the following weekend, by the way, September 15th and the 16th. And since they redid Central Park, it works out so much better, right, for the artist?
Great, because the sidewalk pattern, I think, really allows people to access the artists very easily. And there'll be a big tent up. Children's Museum is doing the kiddie art activities, so there's hands-on arts for the kids. And Ed Lozano will be there doing some face painting, and or the zoo lady is there doing the face painting, and Ed's doing the caricatures.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun.
It's great fun to watch and to have it done.
Well, you think about the folks who support this, and we're proud to be a sponsor along with the Children's Museum, the Amherst Hardy Foundation, and the John Ulrich Foundation Trust. For 50-plus years, local artists. And we'll have another interview for our Hot 25 and our Top 10 with Charlie coming up a little bit later after the event. But it's free. It's a great weekend. You're going to find art all over the place as far as price points concerned.
Yes.
You can come down and spend a little. You can come down and spend a lot or everything in between.
Yeah, and actually, if you'd like to be one of our VIPs, you can just let us know. You pledge that you're going to just buy something.
Yeah.
You could say, I'm going to buy one, I'm going to buy three. It could be something $10, or it could be something more expensive. But the point is that it shows you're going to support the artists who come. And then you are invited to our VIP event on the Friday evening. It's a sneak preview of the artists who set up early. And there's music that night. And we have a VIP tent with some wine and food. So that's kind of a neat thing to do as well. And we appreciate people who come and support the artists who are there. Sunday's 10 to 5, and Saturday is 10 to 4, and we hope to see the whole community out.
All right, you got your first Friday walk, and you got a brand new exhibit, the Neorealism Western Influence on Eastern Art. This is a fascinating subject matter to me because this is the new wave art movement that took place in China during the 1980s. So you have this sort of old school, Eastern sort of form with all of this Western influence and coming out of communism and all of that. I mean, it's a fascinating. How did you organize this, or where did you get the idea?
Well, it actually happened because last summer when I did China for International Arts Experience, Dr. Ian Wang from the Champaign area gave me some of his treasures to show in the exhibit. And as we got talking, he had a lot of things from this particular era, had studied it a lot. We thought that we might be able to have an exhibit by one of the masters who kind of led that movement. That didn't actually pan out, but this is extremely interesting because he had a number of different people's artwork and people who came in the wake of that movement in China. And so, Westerners in Europe and in the United States think of modern art as having started actually with like the Impressionists,
right,
in the late 1800s and moving on through the early 20th century. But it didn't hit China till, like you said, the 1980s, when a group of artists kind of rebelled and said, we're not going to just do social realism that's okayed by the government. And so you can see the abstract expressionist influence on their artwork. You can see people like, you'll recognize styles of Matisse and other artists that we know as modern artists. But it's very interesting to see how Chinese subject matter and social commentary was incorporated with these Western styles.
Can't wait to come down and see
very
it.
Very interesting.
Right. Great stuff as always, Sue. And you can find out more by visiting their website, right? And that web address is?
Decatur Arts. Sioux.org.
All right, we'll see you soon. Sioux Pal, lots of great stuff coming up. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 91 degrees. Then tonight, clear, lows around 71 for your Wednesday. 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms, mostly sunny and highs near 90. And Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and highs near 80 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 82 degrees.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren, sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh.
Did you mean to do that out loud, or was that just...
I am not smelling like Teen Spirit right now.
Yeah, there you have it. I want to know, I guess that there's not a lot of crime going on in Minneapolis, as FBI agents have solved the case of the missing red ruby slippers. There were four pair evidently used in the making of The Wizard of Oz, and there was a smash and grab like back in 2005 where these shoes were stolen. And at one point, they had like a $250,000 reward up there. They offered $1 million reward, an anonymous donor in Arizona. How close are you to The Wizard of Oz when it's $1 million worth to get a pair of red shoes back? And would there be a reward if Colin Kaepernick had actually worn them?
Probably not.
I'm boycotting the boycott.
Gotcha.
Protesting the protests.
Okay, that's the T-shirt.
That is. Then it comes becomes kind of a thing, though.
Be the B, P the P.
Listen, it's all fueled by the Amish and some LSD Timothy Leary thing. I don't know. I'm just tuning in, turning on, dropping out, but in an Amish kind of way, but not really.
So Amish, but with zippers and booze.
And a lot of
and
heat.
And Netflix.
Yeah. And no AC. We're already used to that. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, it was a Marconi Award-winning endeavor. It is available at nowdecatur.com and presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Feels like we ought to end this show with a little Kurt Cobain, right? A little extra angst, working the angst a little too hard today, maybe? We'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy your day.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Heroic Age Studios in Mount Zion landed a big name for its ongoing Frightful 5000 film project, Trick and Treats.